thanks so much for joining us here on Local Decision 2023 on North Metro TV. And Chris Lydon from the Lino Lake City Council, kind enough to stop by, hoping to get on the council for a third term. And Chris, we appreciate your time. And what is it about Lino Lakes, the city council, that makes you want to keep coming back?
You know, Eric, let me first say thanks to you and North Metro TV for the invite. I appreciate that, so thank you. You know, in answering your question, Lino Lakes is a unique, special community. It's beautiful. And my wife and I, we moved on out here 30 years ago and with our four children, and we've been blessed with the open space, the wildlife that Lino Lakes presents. I can't tell you how fortunate we feel as a family that in the winter the kids could, you know, go right out of the pole barn and their snowmobiles and experience Lino Lakes in its natural beauty and for what it is. In the summer they could, you know, jump on the dirt bikes and go around the house and enjoy themselves. You know, Lino Lakes, you know, even if you're in the evening and stuff and you go out there, and the wildlife is incredible in Lino Lakes, whether it's, you know, the fireflies at night or just being able to see the stars. Where we lived before in the urban area, when you looked up, you thought you were looking at stars and you were really looking at spotlights like these. So Lino is a special and a unique place, and would love to see, as we move forward and grow, that we preserve and accentuate the positive things that it is now.
Yeah, so many people that I talk to say that Lino is a hidden gem, including your mayor, Rob Rafferty. Yep. And it feels like it has the best of both worlds. You're just down, you know, I-35E or 35W to St. Paul or Minneapolis, and that's about a 20-minute drive. But you're an outer ring suburb. It's pastoral. It's rural. Yep. And it has all those charms that you talked about. So they've hit the sweet spot, haven't they?
Yeah, they sure have. And you know, to answer your question to a why, you know, why does Chris Lydon keep coming back? You know, I've been a teacher for 35 years, and I always try to infuse character education in our kids. And one of the bedrock principles that I kind of stand on is life is not about me. Life is not about me. Life is all about others. And that is what I've done, whether it's been coaching many years or public office for many years or teaching. No one goes into those three for money. And so it's really thinking of others, and even like my signs or whatever that I just happen to have right here right now. It doesn't say greatest leadership, strongest anything or whatever. It's not egocentric. It's always about always choosing kindness. If you're choosing kindness, you're thinking about others. That's what makes a good public servant. That's what makes a good leader.
The legendary Bob Knight once said, there's no I in team.
Exactly.
You live by that mantra?
Absolutely. Life is all about others. And, you know, it doesn't matter that I have a, you know, Eric, that I have a good resume or lots of experience. What matters is a public official's ability to listen to the people. It's still a world, a country of we, the people. And so to be able to genuinely listen to perspectives that are different than yours and somehow collaborate in moving forward, that's the skills that a leader on the city council needs to have.
And that leads me into my next question.
Yeah.
Polarized times, nationally, even locally.
Oh, yes, yes.
Can you choose kindness and still have the kind of debate and conversation you need to keep pushing the ball down the road?
You know, someone, you know, Eric, someone said something like, light drove out the darkness. And I believe in the goodness of people. And I believe if good people are doing all the right things, that it's not egocentric, that they are thinking of others in the community at large. Yes, we can. I'm not saying that there isn't very direct conversations, but for me personally, it's never personal. It's like, I see good people make bad decisions. That doesn't mean they're a bad person. And so as long as one can keep it professional and not personal and focus on the facts, I think we can get there.
A lot of issues I know that you and others on the council are concerned about. What about public works and a new water treatment facility? That keeps coming up when I talk to people from Lino Lakes.
Oh, yes. And you know what, Eric? Those are legitimate concerns. Those are legitimate needs. And what we need to do as a council that we're not always very good at, sometimes we'll just kind of bump along from agenda item to agenda item without strategic thinking. And I've been one to promote, hey, we need strategic thinking and a strategic plan of how to meet all those needs, because those needs are not going to go away. If you ask me point blank, Chris, are you for the water treatment plant first or second? I'm sorry, the water treatment plant has to be first. Our residents deserve safe, clean water, and that is a top priority for me. And as a council, hopefully we can sit down, strategically work all this out, put a timetable, but that is first on my list, most immediate concern and need for our people. The maintenance facility will come when it comes, but we have to strategically figure out how to financially make all that work in the large scheme of things. We don't have a tree out back either where we just pull money off. And I'm one who's always been probably the first one to go, hey, can we, when they start talking budgets, can we go flat tax kind of thing? So I'm concerned about taxes and how much they've gone up in the past couple of years.
What kind of growth has Chris Lydon experienced with your previous two stints on the council?
You know, Lino has grown. Anything from moderate, let's say, growth to high growth. We as political leaders think we can control that, but we don't. There's larger economic factors that come in, like recessions, that slow down everything. I'm one who would like to see us protect kind of the what Lino is as far as its open space. If all we do is approve high-density development, then we're not going to be any different than the inner ring suburbs people moved away from. And so we have to be real conscious about our planning, our zoning, our comp plan to protect that kind of development that people first moved out here for. What else was that question, Eric?
Well, yeah, and to your point, once the open space is gone, it's gone for
yes,
good, right?
Yes. And we got one chance.
And then you're a cookie cutter suburb.
Yeah, and I don't necessarily think that's what people
right.
appreciate. And that's why, you know, honestly, you know, public input is so important. And with COVID, you know, that impacted everyone's life. And it's like, it's actually a really good time to reset and maybe reconnect with the public, because the world is actually different now. And from there, come up with a strategic plan of what Lino should look like, so that when we come along agenda items, we can look at that piece and go, yeah, that matches or that doesn't match. Make it easier for everyone.
Do you feel like you're a better council person now than when you started?
Oh, absolutely. I've learned to not take anything personal. I've learned to hopefully be, Eric, a much better listener. I think also I appreciate now the value of collaboration, whether it's on our own council or whether it's collaborating with other communities, agencies, legions, state officials, or even county officials. There's a real value in a collaborative mindset, and I think I've grown that way.
When you're a younger council person, you or anybody else,
yeah.
do you go in there with grandiose ideas, thinking you can reinvent the wheel, and then you learn quickly, hey, I have to be part of this team to make something happen?
Three claps for Eric. Absolutely. And I think that it's a natural learning experience. And I think you have to give yourself a lot of grace and the people you work with a lot of grace. And together with collaboration, nothing's personal, we can move forward. But having a lot of grace when you're young, it's important. It's important to give grace also. No one's got it all figured out, or at least they think they do, but then they find out how much they don't really know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a tremendous amount to know. So, yeah, it's a learning, and that's okay. That's all right.
So, in your eyes, there's going to be disagreements. There's going to be some headbutting.
Oh, yeah.
As long as it doesn't get personal, is that the key here? Don't attack?
Absolutely. All you can really do in life, Eric, I swear, is if you can share your perspective, and that perspective is based on facts, and you can enlighten people to those facts, maybe they move their position closer to yours or even flip to your position. A lot of these things aren't necessarily a drop-dead right or wrong. It's a matter of perspectives. And if you can get people on, change their perspectives by offering a decent perspective based on facts, that's how we come together to get things done.
When you talk to the residents of Lino Lakes on the campaign trail, yep, what are the issues that come up?
You know, people love their trails. That is the conduit by which you can actually experience the best of Lino Lakes. And so completing the trails, maintaining trails, is huge. I'm one who's been a proponent of let's work with the Anoka County and let's have all these trails lead to a dog park, because I think a dog park would be a great thing for our community. Yeah, that kind of thinking.
In 2023, are trails just as important as a major roadway, the interstates, the streets, the county roads?
I think for quality of life, for our residents to experience, it's pretty important. I mean, the nice thing about our trails, Eric, is whether they're used by all ages, whether you're a mom or dad pushing a baby buggy to runners, joggers, to seniors walking, it's relevant to those people. Now, is it more relevant than maintaining roads? Maybe not, but it's on equal in my mind. In the struggle to maintain and support a sustainable street maintenance program is high on our list. People would expect decent roads. And that's a fair expectation.
Why do you think you should go back to council? Why should you get somebody's vote out there watching this show?
You know, again, I am rooted in the fact that life is not about me. It is all about others. Know that I'm not a single issue person. I'm looking for the greatest good for the most people. I'm also going to work really hard at collaborating on different levels of government. If there's a way that we can collaborate and keep costs down, whether we're talking police, fire, I think we need to look at those. Almost every community right now, I know Lake Elmo, Hopkins, Woodbury, they're all looking at doing studies of how they can keep costs down and collaborating with public safety, which happens to be, and it's right that it's the most significant part of our budget. But we have to be able to think out of the box, and I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to reach across the aisle, not just on the council, but across neighboring cities, and to make things work and work better and maybe more cost effective for our residents. That's,
you know, we live in this look at me society, right? That seems to be what it's all about. How do you get people to buy into, hey, it's not about me, it's about us? It sounds great, yeah, but it's a tough sell sometimes. Am I right?
It is right. And you're right about the society that everything's on an app. Well, character development is not on an app, and that's why we have to it's a struggle. It's something we're working at all the time. But I believe that people are good. And I believe if good people are given information that they can see benefits them and the community and the community at large, I believe in people. I believe they will do the right thing.
All right.
I believe the light will shine through the darkness, let's say, as we say.
All right. Well, hopefully you'll be a beacon on the council again. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, thank you again, Eric.
All right. He's Chris Lydon, running for Llano Lakes City Council. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.
You know, Eric, if I might say at the end, wife was in a bad car accident. And so if I'm not pounding on doors, it's because I'm where I need to be right now. I want the public to know there are four seats or four candidates for the two seats, and I'm supporting Mike Rulin. Mike Rulin is a decent human being, has good character, and is good for Llano Lakes. Would also say it's never bad for the public to Google all the candidates and make an informed decision. So, again, appreciate it. Always choose kindness at home, at work, in the neighborhood. Thank you.
All right, there he is, Chris Lydon. This is Local Decision 2023 here on North Metro TV.